Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today we will continue with fatalism, covering questions 857 to 861.
Enjoy.
Question 857. There are soldiers who brave the perils of combat with a certain conviction that their hour has not yet come. Is there any foundation for such confidence?
Quite frequently, individuals have a presentiment of their end, and thus they may have a presentiment that they will not yet die. This presentiment is given to them by their protector spirits, who desire to warn them in order for them to be ready to depart, or in order to rebuild their courage at times when it becomes necessary. It may also come to them from their own intuition of the life they have chosen or of the mission they have accepted, and which they know they must fulfill.
Refer to questions number 411 to 522. Question 858. Why do those who foresee their death generally dread it less than others?
It is the individual who dreads death, not the spirit. Those who foresee it think more as a spirit rather than as a physical entity. They understand their deliverance and they wait for it.
Question 859. If death cannot be avoided when our hour arrives, is it the same in regard to all the accidents that occur over the course of our life?
They are generally small enough matters about which we can warn you by directing your thoughts in such a way that you may avoid them, for we do not like physical suffering. However, this is of little importance for the course of the life you have chosen. Actually, bona fide fatalism applies only at the times when you must enter and depart this world.
Sub-question 859. Are there events which must necessarily occur and which the will of the spirits cannot avert?
Yes, but which you, when in the spirit state, foresaw and anticipated upon making your choice. However, do not believe that everything that happens to you is written, as some say. An event is almost always the consequence of something you have done by an act of your own free will, in such a way that if you had not done so, the event would not have occurred. If you burn your finger, it is only the consequence of your imprudence and the condition of matter. Only the great sorrows, those important events that are capable of influencing your moral evolution, are foreseen by God because they are useful for your purification and education.
Question 860. Can humans, through their own will and efforts, avoid events that were to occur and vice versa?
They can, if this apparent deviation fits into the general order of the life that they have chosen. Furthermore, in doing good, their duty and the sole purpose of life, they can prevent evil, especially that which might contribute to a still greater evil.
Question 861. Upon choosing their existence, do those who commit a murder know at the time that they would become murderers?
No, they only know that in choosing a life of struggle, they will incur the probability of killing one of their fellow beings, but they do not know if they will actually do so or not. Murderers will almost always deliberate in their minds before committing the crime, and those who deliberate about something are always free to do it or not. If spirits knew beforehand that as individuals they would have to commit a murder, it would mean they were predestined to do so. However, you should be very clear about the fact that no one is ever predestined to commit a crime, and that every crime, like any and every other act, is always the result of volition and free will. Moreover, you always confuse two very distinct things, the material events of existence and the moral acts of life. If there is sometimes fatalism, it only applies to material events where the cause is outside of you and independent of your will. As for the acts of the moral life, they always emanate from the individual, him or herself, who therefore always has the freedom of choice. There is never fatalism in such acts.